Okay, good job, babies. Good. Some dogs.
We don't have to smell us.
Some dogs are maybe afraid. Good job cleaning your mouth closed about it. Call it a word you're afraid of idea. Some dogs are afraid. Abigail, we've gone as far as we've gone to book itself. We've gone as far as Abigail, and we lived in Beit Shemesh. And we visited Modi'in. We've gone to Canaret, went to Yavniel. And we've gone to funky places. Where do you like the best that we've gone to?
The Canaret and Sephora.
The Canaret and where?
Sephora.
Sephora is a person, not a city. Where does Sephora live?
In Sephora.
She lives in Yavniel. Please facilitate using that spoon to get some chalitzas in the mouth of your children.
I won't put it in my mouth. But I do. I won't. Yummy. I'm sorry, you might want to try it.
I do. Yeah.
No, you eat it anyway. Doesn't matter. Yep, sometimes you eat things you don't like. Anyway. You don't have to like it.
Just a little bitty piece. There's no big one.
No, do it now. Sit up and eat it now. I'm not asking if you like it. Do it now, please.
Hey,
come here, honey bun.
Okay, Tov, Shavuot Tov, Gudvoch. Hope everybody's reasonably awake off the slichas. Oh, no, Brisel, you're always awake, so that's not my worry about you. Talk about us youngsters. Okay. Fine, so we saw last week, there of Shabbos, we saw the Rashi there in Chumash, the Gemara, when this person didn't build a mica on his roof, somebody falls off it. It doesn't say, if you don't build a mica, someone fall off it. It says, the one who falls will fall off it. The pasuk was a bit strange. It says, Neufel. It doesn't say Nofel. It says, Neufel. That's the famous klal of Magalgalin. Magalgalin choyvel yedechayv. That means, this person had to fall off the roof. No matter what was going to happen, he was going to fall off the roof. You were supposed to build a mica. Those two events had nothing to do with each other. Just so happens that Hashem has a principle in his world. That is Megalgelin Chayvel Yedechayv. Megalgelin Chayvel Yedechayv. He takes a person who he sees is not going to build a mica, and he brings a person who has to fall off a roof to that roof. He could have just easily have thrown him off another roof. It just happens that this person was Mitrashel. He didn't build a mica. So that we saw the case of the parents who didn't close the gate to the swimming pool. And as a result of that, the Rachman Litzlan, the child drowned. So we said, until you've done tshuva, that event is your responsibility. The person fell off your roof. You didn't do tshuva for not building a micah, so then that person died because of you. The minute you've done tshuva, I'm not going to tell you how this works, as an old musubach stammer tshuva works, but particularly, the minute a person does tshuva, so then the fact that this person fell off your roof had nothing to do with you. He was going to fall off your roof no matter what you did. So that's a very important klal to remember as we go through, and you'll see why it's very important. We're dealing with the issue of suffering, and we started talking a little bit about chinuch and a little bit about children. So just one second. Okay, so let's take this one step further. A big sugya that unfortunately many people have to deal with. And that is Moidadut Mul Yusurim Anevi Miladim Shisorim Derech Hashem. The Yusurim that comes, Gemara says it's worse than Yusurim of Milchamas Gog and Magog. So whatever that means. There is a Netziv, fascinating Netziv, by the way, that says that Milchamas Gog and Magog is a Magefa Olami. It's a pandemic. If you translate Magefa Olami, but that's what the Netziv says. The Netziv says that Muhammad's Gog and Magog, he says there in his Pirish, is Magefa Olami. So could we be in the throes, the midst of the throes of Muhammad's Gog and Magog? I have what to say about that, but that's another discussion. So the Gemara says having a child like that in your house is worse than Muhammad's Gog and Magog. So when you're in the middle of Muhammad's Gog and Magog, and you have a child like that in your house, okay. So that's a big nisoin. And he says, like this. I'm on Reish Ayin Gimel, if anybody's interested. Hadvarim shuz boru liil nochirim lo rak klepe misagashmis. What we said above doesn't apply only to a physical death. Elegam rachmanas lan b'shikul ruchani. Even a spiritual death. V'tzareinu harav, b'meneseinu haravim, kaimim batim shel yudim, shetafkid chayim hu liitnasot b'shikul ruchani. There are those people that have got to deal with this, the spiritual breakdown. Yesh lehem bat o ben, shesorim v'derech ha-yosho, oz v'esaderech ha-ter v'amitzv, z'yotz l'chachmek, as ha-shpoch v'esarachov. There are people, Rachman Litzlan, you know, you either know someone or you have it yourself. It's not rare today to find. Today you don't even have to, today it's different. This was written when kids went off the derech, they actually had to go off the derech. Today you can be off the derech and nobody knows because you still look like you're a big choshev or rosh yeshiva, but you're off the derech. So certainly for the kids today could be in yeshiva and they could be off the derech. You wouldn't know. So it's a little bit more subtle today. Of all the yesod, yeah, that we're going to deal with, that makes no difference. So they've left the ways of Hashem and they've gone to embrace the garbage cans of the street. As Reb Gershon said, there's a ruach shtus miyuchad in this generation. Nichnas a ruach shtus miyuchad, and it's a type of yetzer hara that is that captures unfortunately too many people. There's no way to explain the enormous pain and suffering that the parents go through. With enormous mesiras nefesh, they went and tried to mechanech their children in the way of Torah. And they leave the path and they go off into doing all sorts of shtios. Chazal b'sechtos brochas, oh, Yeri brings it here. Okay. Gemara in Daf Zayin in Brochas, that's worse than Milchamas Gog and Magog. Achein zehu sevel noira, a terrible suffering. Agam belimim shel hoyrim elu shochein oimus rikshi rak she'ein nachon. Ketomi kach nigram lehem sevel meyuta nivas hadvarim. As you mentioned many times here, there's the yesurim that comes from the etzim event. God forbid people don't have children. That's a yusurim. There's a pain there. But there's an added pain, which is sometimes worse than the ikka pain, that is totally unnecessary and totally not in place and totally incorrect. The same year, the etzem pain, the Gemara says, it's a terrible thing. Kashatav is rob. The Milchamas Gog and Magog. Not a pleasant thing. But there's miyuta pain. There's pain and suffering that we put on ourselves that has no place. And that we're trying to explain now. The first thing you have to understand, and this is not just a nice trick. First thing you have to understand is these are not your children. Break those chains. There's a law. It's not healthy to go around thinking these are my children. They're not your children. That's number one. You know, it's much easier. I was actually speaking to somebody about this yesterday. It's much easier to look after the neighbor's kid and for him to look after your kid when they're going through difficulties than for you to deal with your own kid. Why is that? Everybody knows this. That's a double poshut. Yeah? Give me my next door neighbor's 15-year-old. I can smooze with him, chat him. I can get into his kishkas. I can make care of him. My own son, you can't even say three words and he's already shouting and there's a fighting match and he's running out the house. Why? My nafkamina. Because your child is your child. You think he's yours. You're responsible. So you're apart about it. You're stressed by it. You feel guilty by it. You're all tumished with it. The next door neighbor's kid is not your child. So therefore, you have to do the best you can. You have to be nice to him. You have to be sweet to him. But you don't have the pressure of this is my child and I'm embarrassed by him and I have to change him. And he feels that straight away. And kids have got antennas. So that's the vortia. And this is true, by the way. This is not the neighbor's kid. This is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's kid. Hashem came to you and said, listen, I've got this abandoned child here. Nobody wants him. Do me a favor. Please look after him for a while for me. Wow, there's a covered. There's a geschmack. We have to look after the child like he's the child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's really what he is. Hagoshes ha'albon ki ha'yelet sheli hofuch lo poshe es ha'muteres. This is your child. You land up with all sorts of guilt, heavy guilt. That's totally unnecessary. It's completely irrelevant. It's sheker gomor. Hagam mesiche es das ha'horim me'atipul amitiva nachon sheyesh ha'tavbilet zeh. Also prevents you from dealing with this child properly. Like I said, it's much easier to deal with a neighbor's child than with your own child. So you're so busy feeling guilty and you're so busy beating yourself to death and you can't function properly and you're so stressed out and messed up that you can't sit down and analyze what does the child really need and give him the best that he can get. Instead of working out what the child needs and giving him what he needs, which is usually just a lot of acceptance and love, he may need other things as well, for sure. But what they do is they're walking around feeling completely embarrassed and cheated and blaming the child for all this pain and suffering that you're causing me. Why aren't you giving me nachas, you know, like a kid, some kind of a nachas machine? If you'll internalize as a parent this knowledge that you're dealing with a Kodesh Baruch Hu's child, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu asked you, please, he chose you. That's a massive compliment. Hashem chose you to be the shliach. Remember, we're dealing with Yisurim as shlichas. To look after this child who is dealing with seductions and pullings and tuggings from the Yetzirah that is Noira Vayon. Unbelievable Yetzirah this generation is facing. When a person understands, one second, Hashem asked me to do a job here. So he knows that I can do it. He gave me the kelim to do this job, although he wouldn't have asked me to do it. And it's not my child. I'm looking after Hashem's child now. You'll find ways to deal with this child properly. You'll find a way to his heart. Maybe not today, maybe not next week, maybe not next month, maybe not next year. But eventually, you'll find a way to get... In the meantime, you won't be doing any damage. In the meantime, you won't be making the relationship worse. It might just stay the same, but it won't get worse. Because why would you do that to this poor orphan child that Hashem asked you to look after? You know, and then it's not, well, look what I did for you, and look how much I give you, and then this is how you pay me back. And none of that. That just, because that's one of the things to make the kid feel guilty. That's really going to make him come home. No? Okay. Parents also blame themselves. They blame themselves for terrible chinuch mistakes they made. Hey? They they feel that they're the ones that caused the child to go off the derech. It was my fault. Had I done this, it wouldn't happen. If I'd done this, if I'm... L'maisa gam ba'ala chashiva zu, eidu medyuk ve'eni nachon. It's not correct. It's not true. Gam ka nem ba'aklal ki yipol ha'neifel mimenu. This guy's bechira, actually. There's bechira involved here as well. But even if you say they don't have bechira, even if you're all today, let's say he's onus. That the Gedolim have said, I heard Rav Gershon saying that mefurish. He's an onus. She's an onus. So they don't have bechira. So he's like the guy that fell off the roof. He's going through what he's going through. Because he has to do what he has to do in this world. Who knows? Very often these kids that go off the derech, they come back, they're unbelievable. Much better than they'd been if they'd just gone through the system and stayed from it, everything would have been fine. I'm not saying you should go off the derech, but I'm just saying they very often you find the kids that have been through this and they've struggled and battled and they've rebuilt themselves. They come back, they're much more meaty, they're much more real, they're much more connected, and they're in a wonderful position to help the next person. They're in an unbelievably good position to help the next kid. Their mamas build themselves from inside. So could be that that's what Hashem wants. We don't know. We don't understand. But the one thing's for sure is ki yipol ha'neifel mimenu misheshis ha'mebreshis. This, of course, Baruch Hu had planned already from sheshis ha'mebreshis. Especially if you hold it as an honor, he's a tinik shenishba, whatever you want to be magdir today, the way the gedoli magdir these kids, it seems there's no bechira there. So any tanu yodei adma. No one is going to tell me that he understands what Hashem's cheshbon. So, no one knows why this neshama or any neshama was sent into this world. And why he has to deal with such terrible nisoinus? You know, that's okay. That's Hashem's cheshbon. But behind the shemaim, he talks and shares. But Kosh Baruch Hu, the neshama zu hit nasev nisoinus kashim. Could be Hashem, when you see this, Hashem wants this neshama to go through terrible nisayinus. Ulam kashem ezat Hashem yisprach chutoshu v'tshuva v'tachzo l'tzumach tzavoso. When he is chayze v'tshuva, hu tischayf achre neshamas rabo yisnosefer, shashkukuim be'am kerchet. When this guy's chayze v'tshuva, he might drag all his friends back with him. V'lem kadu, ma'isim hakarim kol yom. These are things that happen all the time. I know lots and lots of kids. They were in Yeshivas Rashi, wherever they were overseas, they were in prison overseas. I know a kid who was in prison in South America, who today is a koilel that's helping kids come off the derech. He started Daf Yomi Shia, the prison, you can imagine. They wanted to get him out there because all the Israelis that were in the prison there, whatever, were starting to be chayza b'tshuva. So we understand Hashem's cheshbonos. We understand why Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, they made gzeiros, the Romans made gzeiros on Klal Yisrael, so that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi had to go to Rome in order to plead their case, and there he met Antionus, who became his Talmud, and he saved Klal Yisrael for many, many, many gzeiros. He used to come and learn the famous Gemaras there with in Avodah Zorah, where he learned with Rabbi, and he became a Talmud, and who knows what he saved. We understand why things happen in these terrible gzeiros that Hashem makes, that the Romans make. And because of that, a neshama, a kedusha dik neshama, that's sitting in Rome, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi goes and pulls that neshama out in his magaya. Okay, we understand how Hashem runs the world. Many cases like that. Many, many stories like that. Who knows? Who understands? So a yid from Eretz Yisrael, a kid from a choshuva home, lands up in a South American prison on drug charges or whatever, in order to makarov the Israelis and start a daf yomi shiur. Go understand what kedusha Kodesh Baruch Hu needs to schlep out of different places. You can't understand. Yitachin gam shenasham azir meid hafkid acher u'mesib acher is mutalel is boiled tzar ruchani kaved. This neshama has to suffer more or less. Who knows? Maybe it's only his previous gilgul, after gilgul. We don't know. We don't understand. As lebli lachnis lecheshboines elo. I don't know that Kodesh Baruch Hu zeh shebores haneshama. Without getting into all these cheshboines, because we can't. It's beyond our imagination. Even to dream up using our imagination, what could be is useless. You can't even fan these coals. They're too big. They're not shaykh to us. But what we do know is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this neshama. Hashem put him into him his natural desires and his natural personality. And Hashem's the one that arranged the nisyonos for him. He's the one that put him in the bad influence, the bad friends, the cheder, the Rebbe, the all the matzavim that this child went through, whatever you want to pin his problems on, was all a kodesh baruch hu. Why and how and what, that's not our business. It's not relevant to us. So he told me it's not kosher to me. You're telling me now, chinuch's the easiest thing in the world. I don't have to worry about it. You just lob the kid into wherever he's going, put him in the school, do whatever you want. Don't put too much time and effort into him, because whatever happens will happen. There was lo kashu alai. Ki yipul anofel misheshes yim abrashis. No? You know, Potter. Hem kshurim behechlet la'asona ruchoni shepoket es bonom. They're very directly connected to this tragedy that happened to their child. There was a fault, there was a mistake. No one's amazed, but people made mistakes in chinuch. There was a negligence, there was a misunderstanding. I can give you a list of possibilities. There were people that made aliyah, they shouldn't have made aliyah. There were people who should have made aliyah, they didn't make aliyah. There were people that put the kid in this cheder, they put him in that cheder. They didn't understand how to deal with the Rebbe. They should have spoken nicely to the Rebbe instead of shouting at the Rebbe. There are a million things that you could have done wrong. Yeah, sometimes innocently even. That you have to go back, analyze and see, what did I do wrong? Where was my mistake? Lack of shalom bias, lack of this, lack of that, tuck mistake, yeah, mistake there. Bundles and bundles of mistakes that we made. Do tshuva for that. And at the same time, you have to know that you didn't do anything to this child. You did not damage this child. You did not destroy this child. Yes, you made your mistakes, and you have to do tshuva for that. No one's perfect. And Kodesh Baruch Hu knew you would make those mistakes, and he still sent this kid to you. And the pain that comes with having a child like that, there's the pain that's there that I can't take away. Aval kilo ani hasoni oto, that I destroyed this child, that shekagoma. Lo zu ashkofes ha-Torah. That's not the Torah. What's wrong with that, besides being sheke, is it's not ashkofes ha-Torah. That's the opposite of Torah. This child was going to, what happens to him is going to happen to him. Whatever happens in the world, that's Hashem, except your Bechira. So when you messed up, you have to do tshuva for sure. But once you've done tshuva, you did tshuva. You believe in tshuva or not. If tshuva works, it works. So what happened now is not your problem anymore. Well, not your fault anymore, let's say. It must still be your problem, but it's not your fault. To the extent that the parents are able to run away and disconnect themselves from feelings of embarrassment and guilt, you'll be able to deal with the child much, much better. This pekodin, this wonderful gift that Hashem gave you, you'll be able to deal with it much, much better because you get out the picture. So it's not about your guilt and your embarrassment and what the neighbors say and what are people thinking. No, now it's just about, hey, you know, I care what the neighbors are thinking. I'm Hashem Shliach. Hashem sent me to do a job here, and I'm the proudest person in the world to do this job. There's another job. If that's not enough for you, you haven't got enough to do, let's take this one step further. This I heard from the Mashgiach Shul Shtark and Gesundsein, Rav Matthias Solomon. I heard this twice from him, actually. I was zeichet to spend a few Shabbosim together with him in Toronto. My fundraising trip to Toronto coincided. He used to stay with a friend of mine in Toronto. He used to come once a year for the Lakewood. They used to come on a fundraising trip, and he used to spend Shabbos in Toronto, and he used to stay with a friend of mine and eat with him. So I used to coordinate my trip to Toronto. He would let me know when the Mashgiach was going to be there, and I used to spend the Shabbosim with him. So I spent a few Shabbosim with him. I mean, highlights of my life, I walked, he spoke maybe 7-8 times on Shabbos. So I walked with him on all the, to go listen to all his talks and walked back with him, and I had opportunity to ask him any questions. Anyway, he's an unbelievable human being. But anyway, I heard this from him as well. I'll tell you what he said. You have to mishtatef, if you're dealing with a child like that, even if it's not your child, if it's the next door neighbor's child, whatever, there's an aspect of tzara shchina. Yeah, let's see what it says, and I'll tell you what the mashgiach said. Aleim l'da shim tzara ze menaded menaded sheinem einayim u'mashbise simchosom alachas kama v'kama shegodlu tzara shchina. If this child keeping you awake at night, if your eyes are red from crying over this child, can you imagine how much Hashem suffering? Kama tzara shchina. Once again, we've spoken about tzara shchina. We don't know what tzara shchina is, but you have to use your koiches. If Hashem tells you there's a thing in the world called tzara shchina, so whatever that means, we have to try and understand it. We have to try and feel the tzara shchina. And you have to use our imaginations as a father. Imagine how you feel when your child is causing with this pain and you feeling that pain. So no, that Hashem's feeling the same pain. Don't get all intellectual about it. The Torah tells you the thing called tzara shchina. You can't understand that. So, but there's a thing called tzara shchina, and we have to feel the tzara shchina. So start working on it. It's nasev nishma. Start doing it little bit, little bit, little bit, not understanding it. Eventually, you'll start resonating and you'll start empathizing with the tzara shchina. Don't sit here having philosophical discussions. That was my mistake. I spent a long time having philosophical discussions and asking people, what's tzara shchina? Ve'ech yechol liot? And why? And how? And how can you say this tzar? That doesn't make any sense. It can't be tzar. Something's infinite can't have tzar. Etc., etc., etc. And at the end of the day, somebody gave me the best advice. He said, you're a father. You know what a father feels. That's what Hashem feels. Start working on that. Nice. One day you'll start getting a bit of a sense of it. And I can't tell you that I have a sense of it yet because my head still has all these philosophical problems. But hopefully one day I'll get rid of them and start feeling the tzara shchina. But you must know that there's a tzara shchina, and you'll see now how important it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu zimen l'yodem esayv shirut l'chush ma'at b'tzar ha'shchin ha'kadosh ha'shem mitgelgeles ba'ofa b'roiv yogun v'tzar. Kashi anu b'nei ha'yakorim eneni oisim es rotzen avinu shebashamayim. Hashem is magalgal to our doorsteps a little bit, a little taste of the tzar ha'shchin, the tzar and the pain that you feel when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he's feeling, when this child, these beautiful children aren't keeping the rotzen Hashem. L'chein kashi עצמם יטיבו אז דרכם, מתוך איסה תחוש ששעינים רצים לגרם לביאים ולאימם שבשמיים צעה כדגמס הצעה שבונו מביתם גורם יום להם, ועקב זויס מן השמיים ירחמיו. When you start feeling, one second, this child's causing me צעה because he's not doing the rotzen Hashem. So imagine how much צעה, and he's causing צעה השכין as well. Imagine how much צעה, I'm causing a קודש ברוך הוא, and I don't do the rotzen Hashem. Now you know what it feels like. You've had a taste. I once had this. And then, and I'm not talking about myself, but it's just, it's a dugma that's ma'od, real for me. I told one of my sons once to be a davening at a certain time, Leil Shabbos, to come for Baruch Hu. You have to be there for Baruch Hu. Shachris may be Shabbos. My Rivlo Zoche, I told him you have to be there for Baruch Hu. No, 1 minute before Baruch Hu, he's not there. 5 minutes after Baruch Hu, he's not there. An hour after Baruch Hu, he wasn't there. And I was, you're smiling there, Reb Shmuel Asi. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Yofi. And you're coughing, and you're upset, and and he's going to get, and you can't daven. That's it. Oh, he's davening. There's no, you can't daven now. Because, you just miss Baruch Hu. You told him to be there, whatever. You don't know where he is. Should you go look for him? And the military davening's over, and you haven't davened because you're busy fetching about him. Tzar of a parent, yeah. Besides the embarrassment, everyone else's kids are there, and they're looking at you, and you feel terrible, and the whole story, yeah. And then it caught me once. One second. How often have you missed a davening? Maybe you've been late for Ma'ariv. Maybe you were late for Baruch Hu. Never happened to you. So Hashem was standing there waiting for you, and your shtender was also empty, the same as you waiting for your son. And his shtender is empty. How do you feel? I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels the same. Philosophically, don't try and understand what that means. Hashem feels the same, whatever. If Hashem gave us this dugma, you have to use this dugma. That's the avoider. That's the avoider. You have to feel the tzar of the shchin. That's how you do it. Many examples like that. You besides the fact that it takes the pressure off the kid because you're worrying about Hashem, yeah, it also helps you to do the Ratzon Hashem more because you start getting a sense of what it feels like to have a kid off the derech. Well, Hashem's got lots of kids off the derech. What are you doing about that? Uvalach shol mida keneged mida yara kosh boch uruch tahar memoyim al yaldeim v'yilmet toim bina lishu b'tshu v'shleim v'tkarev al Hashem. Mida keneged mida, you start becoming more of a bit of a baltshuva because you're feeling the tzara. Hashem will feel your tzah and he'll help these kids to be chayzeh b'tshuva. So I just want to tell you quickly, we've got 2 minutes left. I'm not going to go right in the sefer. We'll see, there's a lot of stuff we have to talk about here, even though it's not a chinuch classes. So the Mashgiach said like this, he said that they said there are many reasons why kids go off the derech, and we can't say this is the reason. They are reason. Because you'll find many kashas on that. You'll find it was because of Shalom Bayis, but you'll find six kids in the house that didn't go off the derech, one did. You'll say it's because of this, it was because of the cheder, it's because of this Rebbe, but you'll never be able to pin it down and say that's the reason. He said, but I'm telling you, there's one reason for sure. And if we would get this right, no kid would ever have to go off the derech again. That's what he said. If we would start feeling the tzara shchina. If we would feel the tzara shchina, no kid would ever go off the derech anymore. He said, because the kids are going off the derech for that reason, in order that we'll feel the tzara shchina. We don't know what it feels like when we don't listen to the Ratzon Hashem, when we don't do what our father asked us to do. We don't know how he feels. So Hashem tells you, I'll show you what it feels like. I'll give you a little taste. I'll give you a finite taste of what it feels like. My feelings are infinite. I'll give you a little taste of what it feels like. Now you know what it feels like. Now you know what it feels like with me when you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. Or when your next neighbor's not doing what he's supposed to be doing, you could help. Because if you love me, you love my children. So go do something about it. That's what he said. He also said another very interesting, another time, he was talking to the Bochrim on a Friday night, Oneg. He said to them, you look at Birkas HaTorah. Birkas HaTorah, the whole of Klal Yisrael, the Birkas HaTorah was set up by the ancient Nesses Gedoyla. The Loshon of Birkas HaTorah is davening that the Torah should be sweet. Not just us, but us, our neighbors, all of Klal Yisrael, their children, their children's children, Klal Yisrael. So the Torah, the learning should be sweet for them. He says, you see from there that you need the whole of Klal Yisrael to daven for the whole of Klal Yisrael, that their learning Torah should be sweet. Because when a person's Torah is learning is sweet, he's not looking for sipuk elsewhere. When a person gets his sipuk from Torah, he doesn't start looking for sipuk and all the other things. Somebody who enjoys learning and he's got a shmak in learning and he's connected to learning and he has a resonance with his learning, it's very hard to sell him the garbage can of the world out there. If he's connected and he's got a good relationship with his learning, you'll have a hard time getting to go off the derech. I'm not saying it's impossible. He's got to be Yetzirah, maybe bigger. We'll see. Well, you see, but to do that, take the whole of Klal Yisrael to daven for the whole of Klal Yisrael every day. That means it's not a poshut thing. And therefore, if we would make Birkas HaTorah with this in mind, it would also stop kids going off the derech. That's the two things he said. So we've got work to do. It's not so poshut. Not so poshut. This is a tough sugya. But we know, I know kids that were mamash, never mind memte shari tuma. There was shari tuma that hadn't been invented yet with these kids plummeted to. And you will see them today. You will see the beautiful Jewish homes they're building today. And I can rely on them much more than the kids who didn't go there. Because these guys have been tested. They've been really tested. And they're back. They're keeping Shabbos today because they broke their backs to keep Shabbos today. They're building Torah homes and sending the kids to Torah Chinuch and Koveitim the Torah. And why? Because it's them. It's real. They worked for it and they own it and it's theirs. The same Chel Kainabas or Asecha. It's not external. It's an internal thing and you can't mazziz them. So you can trust these guys. They're the real Haredim. I heard that from one of the Gedoli Israel today. He said this, what I'm saying now. I was going to speak to him about a certain person who was off the derech or whatever, that never stopped keeping Shabbos, no matter what they went through. He said, those are the real Haredim. Those are the real ones. And those I can trust because they've been tested and they passed the test. Other people haven't been tested. They've been tested for sure, but not like this. You don't know what they'll do. When the crunch comes, you don't know what will happen to them. So these are precious, precious neshamas. You have to look after them. Okay, but the important thing to remember here is it's not your child, and it's once you've done tshuva, it wasn't your fault in the first place. And now go help the kid, like it's not your kid. Beseda, Emetz Hashem, if I'm going to be in the Beis Midrash tomorrow for this shiur, there's a highly likelihood that I will be. An email will go out. I'm still not 100% sure how it's going to be. But right now there's a 90% chance that I will be in the Beis Midrash. I'll still be on Zoom, so that doesn't make any difference to you. If you want to carry on, we'll still be on Zoom. But for those of you who want to join us in the Beis Midrash, we'll send out an email later, Bezrat Hashem. So look out for that. Beseda, have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Rav Shea. Have a great day.